and welcome to your podcast, and happy new year, Mike. How are you?
Good, and 2019 is here, and unexpectedly, you're here too.
Yeah, I actually am, and I actually leave for Viva Las Vegas tonight, and do the red eye out of here. Of course, everything out of Honolulu almost is the red eye, unless you leave at 6 o'clock in the morning or something. So I'm going to be headed to CES, and for those of you that are of interest, we'll be live. Oh, let's see, here next week. No, this week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday at tpn.tv or even at my own personal site at geekandcentral.com from CES from about 10 a.m. Pacific until maybe 4 in the afternoon each day. But anyway, that's here nor there. But I hope you had a good new year, had a good holiday. We're glad to be back.
Yeah, definitely. You've been busy on the interview circuit, I see.
Ever since the IEB certification announcement, it's been between newspapers and podcasters. I've been, making the circuit. So I was on The Word from Mouth talking about IEB stats. And matter of fact, I recorded that with them yesterday morning. And so they got that thing up fast. So that's up and available for those of you that want to. And really what it was a response to an episode they had where they were talking about some of the stuff going on with metrics that I didn't think they were super clear on. And I spent, I think, about 45 minutes with them chit-chatting. So I think that was a pretty good one. I did a lot of talking. I know that.
Okay. Well, very good. I haven't had a chance to listen to it yet, but it's on my list. So let's see. What else is going on? Those of you that use iOS, there was a very popular app out there for recording podcasts called Boss Jock Studio. And apparently the developer of that has taken that off the market and replaced it with Backpack Studio.
That's cool.
Yeah, and Jen over at Podcaster News has wrote up a little article about that. It looks intriguing. I haven't downloaded it yet, but it's always handy if you don't have a portable recorder in your pocket, you know. Just like, cameras, you know, you used to have to carry around a separate camera. Now that you got a phone in your pocket with a camera, that camera is better than the one that you left back in the bag. So this will be just another tool in the tool belt there for podcasters if, you know, you get the urge to record. It's got some pretty good audio processing in it from what Jen said there. So it'll be cool to check it out. That's also on my list.
Yeah, and that was pretty popular, and it was a while between updates. And of course, we know the team over there that develops that, and so it kind of took us by surprise when this was announced that this is out. So I'm excited for him, and we'll see how. Because the risk that you run by not updating your app for a long time is you lose relevance. You know, people forget about it. So, you know, it's been a number of years here, so I'm hoping that by us getting the word out, we help them out a little bit. If you do use Backpack Studio, let us know what you think about it. I think we're going to have to test it and see if the publishing integration is still there, because I think Boss Jock used to be able to publish directly into Blueberry. I can't remember, but again, it's been so long, but we'll definitely have to check Backpack Studio out. Nothing else, you get a nice recording from a nice application and has some cool tools.
Yeah. And like I said, it's also kind of cool. You can inject, like MP3s or whatever into the audio. So it's kind of a little studio on your phone or iPad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I use Boss Jock on my iPad quite a bit for nothing other than firing audio into my normal recording setup. So it's kind of right. Like a soundboard, but this looks like it's a little more powerful than that. So we'll see. And we've got a little TMZ going on here.
A TMZ? We're reporting some TMZ type news?
Yeah. Kanye West is supposed to be on Joe Rogan's podcast, according to his tweet. So usually don't cover that kind of thing, but...
Do you think they'll be smoking some weed on Joe Rogan again? Do you think they'll?
I don't know.
I don't know if Kanye smokes or not. I kind of assume he would, but who knows? But know, that'll be funny. So Kanye West is going to be on the Joe Rogan. So supposedly going to be on the Joe Rogan show.
Yeah, like I said, so. We don't normally report stuff like that, but I thought, you know, what the heck. And speaking of TMZ, this is not on our notes there, Todd, but there's a pretty popular podcast out there called Handle on the Law. It's a lawyer call-in show on KFI normally, but they do it out as a podcast as well. And that guy Harvey Levin, I think's his name, that runs TMZ, is also a lawyer, and he actually filled in for Bill Handel on that podcast last week. So that was kind of fun to hear him actually talking about legal stuff and not chasing celebrities around.
Well, that's funny because I'm sure they deal with it a lot. So they probably have the journalism... you know, what to do and not do and how to get sued and not sued down pat. But anyway, but more importantly, this is a podcaster's chance here. We're getting word that if you want to speak at Podcast Movement, which happens in August of 2019, that the speaker submissions are going to open soon. So the process over there, and those of you that are considering going to Podcast Movement in August, it is truly the premier podcasting conference event. It's something you should consider. I know even my executive producer who works, has his own show now, that I hired a couple of years ago is going to go. And I think that, I told him if there's one event you're going to go to, this is the one. But if you're thinking about having a topic or having something to say, it probably is a good idea to start working on those speaker submissions now, because it's very, very competitive. They probably get about 600 or 700 speaking requests. And then what do they have? Maybe less than 100 actual slots for people to speak at. So speaking of which, though, you and I both are going to be speaking down in Orlando.
So, yeah, down in March, the first part of March, the PodFest Media Expo there in Orlando. So, yeah, Todd and I both have breakout sessions there. So, be interesting. That'll be the first large thing that I've ever spoke at. I've done a couple of what are those things? Podfests or whatever used to do. I done a few of those.
But, done some breakouts and stuff like that, right?
Yeah, yeah. But I've never done at one of the bigger shows like PodFest Media Expo. So that'll be fun.
Right. Well, and then we both have our topics already in. So what we're not talking about, we just now need to build our our speaking deck.
Yeah.
But all right. Well. You know, it is 2019, and we've got, oh man, so much stuff left over from 2018 to get done. It's kind of funny, but what's coming in 2019 to Blueberry? Well, one of the things that's first up in the bucket is definitely the ad injection system. So it's done. It just needs to be troubleshot. That's on the pretty high on the priority list for the dev team to work on. But something that we're... As a matter of fact, they had their first meeting yesterday. We've hired a UI designer, someone that is going to help us with the user interface. And we're going to be doing a complete, well, they're deciding exactly how far they're going to go. But PowerPress is first up in the list. And we're going to be doing a revamp, I guess, for better words. Try to make it a little bit more user-friendly and update the style and look. And I don't know how long this process is going to take, but, it's something that's not going to be turned out in 2 weeks. That's nothing gets done that fast.
We'll be with the old PowerPress for a while. So
yeah. And, but I think, you know, we might see some updates to the UI within the first 3 months or so of the year. So we'll see. Where that goes. Again, I don't know how long it's going to take, but definitely that's happening. And of course, the stats, we're very, very close to flipping the switch for those of you that are hosting with us to basically put you on the certified system. And what that really involves is us actually making a internal processing change. It's really no code per se change, but it's how we process your data via redirect versus using log files. So that's coming here very, very quickly. Mike, can you think of some other things we've talked about that we're going to be doing in 19?
Well, kind of on the back end and more, you know, for me and my team, we're going to be replacing our ticketing system with something a little more modern and a whole lot more useful. So
yeah.
In the future, when you put in a support ticket at Blueberry, we're going to be able to track it better, assign it better, and just be a little easier for us to deal with on the back end, which means better service for you on the front end.
Otherwise, we've got a long, 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 long list of stuff that we have to, a lot of updates,
yeah,
some new features, but, you know, we're definitely
a lot of tweaking.
Looking at, yeah, the tweaking, and, you know, Mike's got a running, you know, I guess for a better word, top 10 hit list of things that he wants fixed that we are, trying to whack-a-mole at it little by little. So it's definitely a lot playing here. And we're taking a little different approach this year on how we're setting priorities. And I think that, last year we really got really body slammed, quite honestly, because we had not thought that GDPR, that implementation, was going to be as difficult as it was, and that the certification would take as long as it did. So both those are behind us.
Yeah.
And, that frees the dev time up, considerably. You know, I saw today that another company announced that they were going for certification, and I'm thinking, these folks have no idea what they're in for. So it's their time in the bucket to, for a better word, to have some, job stops as they go through the process. But anyway, that's what's happening here.
Right. And like I said, we're incrementally improving things and going back and looking at a few things that need to be tweaked. And again, that whole UI thing with PowerPress. I have a new little series I'm going to do here at the end of the show involving PowerPress. So anyway.
Hey, one thing that we are also have been working on for a while is finally the directory at blueberry.com is getting a major facelift. And I think everyone's going to be pretty excited to see the new show page.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Yeah. So that's gone through four or five rounds in the bucket here. And hopefully we're getting closer on that. But that's all part of it's a new plugin that's coming too. It's the first stage will be the rollout on Blueberry and Tech Podcast and some of our other sites. But then we're going to be releasing a brand new, it's truly a plugin, WordPress plugin, that has got some pretty exciting potential here for those of you that are running networks or have multiple shows. So any more details on that down the road. But let's talk a little bit, Mike. You've got this big, bold title here for topic. It says, never promote something you don't own. What's the story here?
Well, I had a little case study just prior to the Christmas holiday. Somebody contacted me in somewhat of a panic and said, my show disappeared from Apple Podcasts. And I'm like, well, okay, that's not good. And this guy's a rather prominent podcaster out there, and he interviewed a pretty famous person. And like I said, I'm going to be purposely vague here because you might be able to figure out who it is if I get any more particulars.
We're trying to protect the innocent here.
Yeah, or the guilty, whatever the case may be. But anyway, that famous person helped promote this podcast episode on several websites, on social media, and on actual publications, maybe even a little bit of traditional media.
Whoa.
And the problem was, well, actually, that's a good thing right there, but they didn't promote the website address. They promoted the Apple Podcast directory link.
What a lost opportunity.
Right, but that would have been fine, except this person had been stuffing their author tag, which I had informed them about 2 months ago.
Oh.
Okay, and what happened was they got popular on Apple, so they've climbed in the rankings. They got above the top 200 in their category, and poof, they're gone.
So as soon as they busted into the top 200, was when the hammer came.
Right, and you know, and Apple's, you know, as we've been talking about, Apple's been hammering people for stuffing keywords in anywhere, titles, author tags, whatnot. And the problem is now, you know, he's got all these links all over the internet to something that no longer exists because Apple took him out. Of course, Apple's been on vacation for the last couple of weeks. So as of this recording, they're still down. That podcast is still down.
He fixed his keyword stuffing issue and let Apple know, hey, I fixed this, but because they're out on vacation and don't have a full staff, he's stuck in the penalty box.
Yep, he's still off. Now, they did contact him, I believe, a few days ago and said that it will be coming back on, but, you know, how Apple is slow.
Wow.
So here he is. He's got all these great links over the holiday season, from this famous person that he interviewed and news organizations and social media and everything. And that link goes to not available in the U.S. store.
You know, I think back to when in the early days, one of the bigger news events that happened was Mignon Fogarty appeared on Oprah, and she had to be very quiet about it leading up to it. And I think she announced it maybe a couple of days before she was going to go on Oprah. And of course, at the time, again, now we're you guys think about how long Oprah's been off TV. This was a long time ago. So she got huge national exposure that all went to her primary website at quickanddirtytips.com. So, yeah, if you're interviewing someone, send them to the mothership.
Exactly. I just don't get sometimes, you know, the people, yes, you should say, yeah, we're available on Apple, we're available on Google, we're available on Stitcher, TuneIn, whatever.
But they were promoting Apple, but all those Android users were like, what about us? Right.
Exactly.
You know,
but
hindsight's 2020, folks. Come on now. You know, you may be an iOS user, but please, you know, number one, first of all, don't forget about the Android users. Number two is, don't promote Apple Podcasts. Promote your own site. Yeah, you know, I think if you've been listening to this show, which we know a lot of you are, this is a story we keep telling again and again and again. And matter of fact, I just heard yesterday from a individual that was, had a billing dispute with his, hosting provider.
Not us.
And somehow, I don't know exactly what happened, but 40 of his episodes got taken offline. And I said, you've got your master website and you've got you're good, right? And the guy says, no, I was just over there only. And I'm like, well, you've got backups on your home machine, right? No. I'm like, why not? He says, well, we record live on the platform and we just leave the media over there and publish it. We don't download it. And I'm just like, wow. So he lost 40 episodes because, number one, he wasn't subscribed to his own show. If he'd been subscribed, he'd have had them already anyway. But wow, I just was like, another lesson learned here.
Yeah.
So again, you know, our motto, our
the overall saying is I just say, do not ever promote something you don't control. Simple as that. If you want someone to listen to your podcast, you know, mention, you can find me in all these places, but the best place is here. Push the right button. As a friend of mine who's a comedian says, come to the website, push the appropriate button, and you'll feel vibration in your pants when we put out an episode.
That's true. We get the notification that there's a new episode.
And anyway,
for the ladies, it would be a vibration in their purse.
There you go. Sure. But you know what I mean. And that, you know, it's just a funny way of saying, hey, subscribe. You know, subscribe to whatever it is that you subscribe in. Don't, you know, it's not Apple, it's not Google, it's not Stitcher, it's whatever.
Yeah. And so it's a good reminder to everyone as we start the new year. Promoteyour.com and the subscribe button, subscribe links on the sidebar of your website that should be on your main page.
Right.
Okay. So, Mike, you've got some support. We got some things you want to go through here with lots of new people coming into podcast and some good things, some bad things, and tweaking tech in PowerPress. What's a little bit of a rundown here, yeah?
Yeah, well, basically, what I'm just going to say is it's been newbie week here the last month. We've just gotten a whole lot of complete newbies to podcasting, which is a good thing for the space, a good thing for us, but also can be a bad thing just because we're answering some pretty basic questions, which is fine. That's what we're here for.
Yeah.
And but, you know, I just wanted to acknowledge that, yeah, this is growing. We're getting a lot of new people in the space, and it's great. So, the tweaking the tech in PowerPress, this is kind of my new little segment I want to do for the next few episodes. I want to go through a tab in the settings in PowerPress and just sort of explain what all that stuff does.
All right. I see on tap this week is the feeds tab.
Yeah, and the feed being the main point of a podcast, so I figured I'd start with the most important one. So,
and if folks, you know, and here's something important. While if you want to hit pause on the show, this might be a good time to do so and get PowerPress loaded up and click on the feeds tab as Mike walks you through this here. Go ahead, Mike.
All right. So as the feeds tab is currently configured, now this may change a little bit in the future. So if this is way off in the future, this may look different to you. But right now, as it sits, the first section is the enhanced feeds. Really doesn't matter a whole lot which of the three options you pick. There's enhance all feeds recommended, and then there's enhance main feed only, and do not enhance feeds. All that does is if you're doing blogging and podcasting, you can add your podcasting tags and everything to the main feed if you want to using enhance all feeds. If you use enhance main feed only, that just does your main podcast feed. And do not enhance feeds basically just does the podcast only feed, not the main site feed, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
All right, and then the next section is podcast feeds. We'll go through this kind of quickly. I have videos out there that show you all this stuff too. The podcast feeds section, there's a couple of checkboxes. It basically lists out your feeds at the top and then in that section. And then there's do not allow other plugins to modify podcast feeds. I don't see any reason why you should not have that turned on, so please turn that on. Same thing with accelerate feed. Faster is better-er.
One thing about the do not allow other plugins to modify your podcast feeds and why that isn't set by default is that some people don't have an issue. Then all of a sudden they do upload a plugin and it all of a sudden starts having a conflict. So we added that later, probably in retrospect 2020. At some point we should just make that default. But then again, you know,
there may be instances where you want it to modify your podcast feed. Maybe there's an additional plugin that comes out at some point that you want to use. And, you know, so we'll probably leave that as an option. Might make that on as default, but I don't know. Feed discovery. This one's pretty important now with Google Podcasts, the way they find your podcast. Same thing with the Microsoft Podcast Directory. Did you know that existed, Todd?
I didn't know the Microsoft directory existed.
They do exist. And if Bing finds you and there's an RSS feed in your HTML headers, they will add you to it. So the include podcast feed links and HTML headers should be turned on.
And that will get you guaranteed to be in Google Podcasts. I'm pretty sure at some point that will become a default setting. I think that's something that will have to be done. But
right.
Again, a lot of this was added you know, multiple years later. Go ahead, Mike.
Right. And then the RSS image and feeds, include RSS image and feeds. You should turn that on. Certain apps out there may not use the iTunes image. So why not include the RSS2 image as well? It's, you know, just another little tag in there. And so I suggest leaving that on. Emojis, you know, set as needed. We've talked about emojis. I think they're cool, but of limited usefulness.
I think the next ones, though, are the ones you get the most questions on, these next couple.
Oh, yeah, definitely. There's a feed settings section. And this is pretty important because the feed title and show title, which are the same thing, people constantly are asking, how do I change the title of my show? Well, that's where you do it. You just type in whatever it is you want to type in there, and that's the main title of your show.
And when you do change that, it'll replicate after a few days.
Yeah, it takes a little while to propagate through all the apps and stuff, so, you know, just be patient. Feed description. This one is mainly right now, the main problem I have with that one is if it's left blank, Spotify doesn't like you. So yeah. You need to put your feed description in there. Podcast Mirror feed URL. Don't mess with that unless you're using Podcast Mirror or other feed services such as FeedBurner, and there's a few others, but don't use that unless you actually know what that is.
So going back to the feed description.
Oh, yes.
Actually, that's really all that is your show description. So
yeah, it's a one-liner.
Yeah.
I always tell people, you know, if you're in the elevator and you want to tell somebody about your podcast, that's what you type in that feed description.
Yep.
Your overall show, not each episode. Anyway, show most recent. This is another one I get a lot of questions about because if it's left blank, it's defaulted to 10 on most websites. It's whatever the syndication feed setting is for the whole website. And if it's at 10, then when you put out episode 11, episode 1 drops out of the feed. So you want to pump that up over 10, and possibly in the future we're going to have that default to 300 since that's the maximum, and then we can turn it down if need be. And feed episode maximizer, if you're going to set it to more than 10 in the show most recent, you should have that on. That just makes all those extra episodes a little smaller.
Well, what it really does is if you're like me and you do a lot of show notes. Mm-hmm. So what it allows you to do is after the 10th episode. So again, this is the feed episode maximizer. It'll do, let's say you've got your default feed setting set to 200 or whatever it is. So from 11 to 200, it basically, shortens the amount of information, the metadata that's in the XML feed, and it makes your feed smaller. Right. So if you do a lot of show notes, this is something that we highly recommend that you set. Now, a lot of people go to it once they're, if once they again get beyond 10 episodes and have a lot of data in their show notes. Now, if you've only got a paragraph of show notes, this may not help you that much, but the feed episode maximizer will not change how you look in iTunes or, Apple Podcast or on Google Podcast. You still have the same data that's getting over there. It's just some of it is abbreviated and some of the functions that don't always fully carry over are eliminated. I guess that's the better word.
Right. But yeah, just the main point is it makes your feed a little bit smaller and a little bit faster. And
right.
It allows you to get up to the 300 episode maximum with lots of show notes.
Right.
And then there's settings in here also for feed language, copyright. You can do location, episode frequency, all that kind of stuff. Not super important, totally optional, but it's kind of cool. And then there's the TV ratings, parental rating. And that's important because set-top boxes in the United States have to adhere to the VCHIP rule.
Yeah, like Roku.
Apple TV, Amazon Fire. I don't know if they have a podcast app yet, but they might at some point. And all those things have to comply with the V-chip rule here in the United States. So you have to have some sort of a rating, or it's going to be hard for parents to decide whether they want their kids to be able to see your podcast or listen to it through a TV app. Believe it or not, people do that.
Yeah. So it's actually even if you're just doing audio only, you have to set this because the Roku is a, or these, you know, or Apple TV is a
television.
It's basically, yeah, it's basically tied into your HDMI 1 plug on your television. So, or whatever, you know, where you've got it jacked in. So it does show something on the screen. So even though it might only be an image, they still do carry through and look at those ratings. It's very important.
Yep. So that pretty much covers the feeds tab in PowerPress. And over the weeks, I'll go through all these other tabs. Some of them will be real short. Some of them will be a little longer. But we'll kind of go through that. And then if anything changes in the future, I can do that again.
Yep. So again, all this information is on our page with all our help videos. Mike's going to link up to that. And if you're a new podcaster here at Blueberry, we want you to utilize us. Ask us questions. If you've got concerns, if you don't know about something, Mike and the team deal with a lot of, what is this type of things. And I know sometimes you're busy and you don't have time, but our most important thing is to help you get up and running as a new podcaster. We want to make sure that you have a good experience. I always tell new podcasters immediately the simple mode on PowerPress is before you get too deep in the weeds, is the things that is the minimum mandatory stuff you need to set up in the plugin. And then after that's completed, and that's the, once you've got that information in there, you can go back and click on advanced and then kind of go in and start looking at some of these individual functions and deciding what you want to turn on or turn off or have available. A lot of the stuff in PowerPress is, really been implemented into it because folks want a lot of flexibility. And we have, 70,000 plus deployments of PowerPress. And, some of the functions are maybe used by a small percentage of podcasters out there. And some are used by most. So this will be part of the stuff that we're going to be looking at with this UI redesign, is to make sure that the important stuff is up front and some of the stuff that is kind of optional will not be up there in your face and still accessible and be able to change. But we're definitely going to take a hard look and try to simplify PowerPress as much as possible and clarify language where needed and wording and help examples and all that. So I look forward to that process and seeing where we get here from there. But anyway, I think we're out of stuff to say, Mike.
Yeah, I think we're good to go. And thanks for making time while you're prepping for CES, Todd. And we'll have a guest host on next time.
Well, outstanding. And yep, so everyone, again, if you have a few moments it's the 8th, 9th, 10th, and 11th of January, at tpn.tv. You'll be able to watch us live starting at 10 a.m. Pacific time. Should be a lot of fun. We've got four different podcasters there. We've got Don Bain, the Gadget Professor. We've got Marlo Anderson from the Tech Ranch. We have the F5 Live team. And, of course, yours truly. So, anyway, everyone, thanks for being here. We'll see you next time. Of course, I'm Todd at blueberry.com. Mike?
Yep, I'm Mike at blueberry.com, and you can make comments for the show at yourpodcast@blueberry.com. And Todd, I don't envy the work you got coming up. I've been there for a couple of those, and it's a lot of work.
Yeah, well, this year I'm only doing live. I'm not walking the floor. I've decided to change up this year, so we'll see how it goes.
All right, well, good luck with that, and I'll be watching.
Everyone, thanks for being here. Everyone, take care. We'll see you next time on Your Podcast.